It's Holy Thursday. The sacred Triduum begins.
Mandatum no.
The Roman station for Mass of the Last Supper is supposed to be at the Bishop of Rome's Cathedral Church, the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran. Traditionally on Holy Thursday, the Bishop of Rome celebrates two Masses here, the Chrism Mass and the Mass of the Last Supper. It is moving to see the head of the College of the Apostles, the successor of Peter, in the head of the basilica, which is the apse. For the nave of the church is flanked with heroic statues of the other apostles, carved between 1705 and 1718. The baldachin over the altar contains relics of Peter and Paul, and a table altar thought to be one used by Peter himself. From Lenten Reflections from A Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. From the Gospel of John. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus' discourse on the bread of life in John 6 sheds considerable light on the inseparable union between his Passover sacrifice in the Eucharist and on Calvary. John shows how Jesus miraculously provided bread for 5,000 after he had given thanks, evoking Eucharistic imagery. Jesus then identified himself as the true bread from heaven and the bread of life, drawing a parallel with Moses, through whom God supernaturally fed manna to the Israelites while forming a covenant with them after the first Passover. John thus prepares his readers to recognize how Jesus would form the new covenant by means of his own Eucharistic sacrifice as high priest and paschal victim. In John 6, verses 53 to 56, Jesus uses the strongest possible language to convey the truth of his real presence in the Eucharist as our paschal lamb. He makes it clear that his sacrificial death, begun in the upper room and finished on Golgotha, was the full end of his Passover sacrifice. Since the main purpose is to restore communion, we too have to eat the lamb. This is why Jesus instituted the Eucharist. Paul shared a similar view of the matter, which he wrote to the Corinthians. Christ, our paschal lamb, has been sacrificed. He goes on to say in the very next verse, let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In other words, Paul understood that something more remains for us to do. We must feast upon Jesus, the bread of life, and our Passover lamb. Questions. As Lent draws to a close, what have I learned about my faith? Am I closer to Christ than when Lent began? Lord Jesus, you are truly present in the Eucharist. Through it, we are united to you in your flesh and blood, and part of the supernatural family of the new Adam. Thank you, Lord. The Collect for the Mass of the Last Supper. Let us pray. O God, from whom Judas received the punishment of his guilt and the thief the reward of his confession, grant unto us the full fruit of thy clemency, that even as in his passion our Lord Jesus Christ gave to each a retribution according to his merits, so having taken away our old sins, he may bestow upon us the grace of his resurrection. Oremus, Deus a quoet Judas reatus sui penam et confessionis sui latro premium subsit, concede nobis tuae propitiationis effectum, ut sicut in passione sua Iesus Christus Dominus noster, diversa ut prisque intulit stipendia meritorum, ita nobis oblato vetustatis errore, resurrectionis suae gratiam largiatur, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.